planting Sudan grass as a cover crop combined with soil solarization in organic strawberry fields could help reduce weeds in the fields. Timothy Jacobs is a master's degree student at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo studying agriculture and plant protection, and he's conducting that research using Sudan grass and soil solarization. And he's working with his major professor, Dr. Ashraf Tubule, an organic crops professor at Cal Poly. Timothy presented this research at the recent California Wheat Science Society annual meeting in Sacramento. Tim, thanks for being with us today on the California Ag Today podcast.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
So Tim, what's your hypothesis in your research?
Organic strawberries don't really have a lot of weed control options outside of hand weeding. We're trying to find an organic method where we apply something as a pretreatment and then can reduce weeds as the strawberries are growing and reduce the amount of times growers would need to hand weed their crop.
Tell me how this experiment was set up, you know, and how far are you into it?
Okay, so the experiment was set up. We did three different cover crop treatments. We had one cover crop treatment, which was a control, meaning there was no cover crop that we grew. We had one where we mowed the Sudan grass residues and left them on the surface of the soil as a mulch. Then another one where we incorporated the Sudan grass residues into the soil to see if incorporating the Sudan grass in the soil would have any effects on the weed population. And we did each of those treatments with soil solarization and then alone without soil solarization.
Okay, describe what you mean by soil solarization. Okay.
So soil solarization, it's a method where you attempt to capture heat from the sun and transmit it into the soil in order to kill weeds and pathogens. So what you do is you lay a really thin, clear polyethylene plastic tarp over the soil that is in between 1 to 2 mils thick. You lay it out in the summer, and it does best in July and August when the sun is highest in the sky and you're getting the most solar radiation. And you leave it on for in between a month to 8 weeks. The goal is you want to kill weeds and pathogens in your soil.
Okay, you're doing these cover crops and soil solarization right over the bed where you're going to plant those strawberries, right?
Yes, what we did was we grew the cover crop in the bed, and then we incorporated the cover crop, and then we shaped our bed after we incorporated the cover crop, and then we laid our tarp right on top of that bed.
Okay, tell us about the results.
So far, we've only gotten our results on weed control. Later in the season, we'll be getting more results on soil-borne pathogens and also improvements on yield and strawberry health. But for our weed results, our most effective treatment was our cover crop mulch treatment without solarization. This was the most effective treatment in reducing weeds. However, we were unable to kill the cover crop. No matter how many times we mowed over summer, we mowed the cover crop like 3 or 4 times. And because of this, we had trouble transplanting our strawberries, and our strawberries did not take as well, and in addition they had a lot of chewing insect damage. So even though it was the best for suppressing weeds, it was not the most effective for a grower to use to grow their strawberries.
Okay, so all experiments don't end up being a grand design of accomplishments and hey, we find out something new. At least we found out something there, didn't we?
Yeah, our solarized treatments, they had effective control for about 3 months. So which is enough time for growers to get a crop germinated and even get some crops through a season, such as lettuce. We had about 90% reduction compared to a control in our solarized plots for about 3 months. Then at about 3.5 months, we started seeing an increase in our solarized plots. And now our solarized plots have about an equivalent amount of weeds as our non-solarized plots.
You know, Tim, I would think that the soil solarization would have worked better.
Yeah, so how it works really depends on the weed species you are trying to kill. Different weed species germinate at different times in the year and germinate at different temperatures. And as a result, the temperatures we get in soil solarization, which are generally in between 40 and 60 degrees Celsius or 100 degrees Fahrenheit and 140 degrees Fahrenheit, these temperatures result in different controls for different weed species. For example, we found that hard-seeded weed species, such as common mallow or little cheeseweed or red stem fillery, solarization has very little effect on these weed species, and they'll even germinate at temperatures when the soil gets to, you know, 130 degrees Fahrenheit. The heat just can't penetrate the thick seed coat and kill the seed. Additionally, warm season species like common purslane, for our experiment, we only got temperatures of about 48 degrees Celsius in our treatments, and that's about just below 120 degrees Fahrenheit. And we found that common purslane was actually germinating under our tarps and that it was germinating at these temperatures. So you really need very high temperatures in order to kill these weeds as well. However, it was very effective against cool season annual species such as annual sow thistle and lamb's quarters were very effectively controlled by our soil solarization. And most of the species which were present in our plots that were solarized and that grew back after the solarization period, most of the weed species now present in solarized field are common mallow, which solarization is relatively ineffective against.
So Tim, let me ask you, what's the future? Is this research going to continue?
I'm going to be graduating in a couple months, so I don't know if I'll be continuing this research personally. But there's a lot of research into methods for controlling weeds and soil-borne pathogens in strawberries currently. This research is very similar to other areas such as anaerobic soil disinfestation, biofumigation, and using solarization in combination with different cover crops, different fumigants, different chemicals, and using it in combination with just all sorts of different techniques, organic composts. And there's just a lot of room to combine all these techniques to try to find an effective control for soil-borne pathogens and weeds and strawberries.
Yeah, and that's really for organic strawberries primarily, right?
Yeah. And also it's becoming more of a need in conventional strawberries as well, as methyl bromide, which was the most frequently used fumigant in strawberries, is now not allowed in California. And so growers are trying to find other solutions to fumigate and kill soil-borne pathogens and weeds in their strawberries.
Timothy, this is great research, and we wish you the best as you graduate soon. Thanks for being with us today on the California Ag Today podcast.
Thank you very much, Patrick. It was a great opportunity to present my research. Thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.